now. We thought what we'd do is we've got Ian Cameron, who owns and operates Cameron Optometry in Edinburgh. Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
Welcome along. Now, I'm going to talk to you in a second or two about how our site does change, but we did ask Age UK to come on to tell us how they thought this plan might affect older people, and they couldn't find anyone to talk to us. But they did say, we agree it would be sensible for people of all ages to get their eyes checked regularly to ensure they are safe to drive. Everyone should take their eye health into consideration before getting behind the wheel. However, it should be noted that UK-wide, those drivers aged 75 and over make up just 6% of all license holders, but account for just 4.3% of all deaths and serious injuries. But let's talk about how our eyesight changes. I've noticed mine's changed, Ian.
Yeah.
What are the kind of milestones? What happens?
Yeah, well, we would tend to think of eyes changing in distinct phases throughout your life. So from approximately when you're born to about your late teens, your eyes are going through a period of development where they are growing, becoming kind of adult-sized eyes, and then the prescription, if you're going to wear glasses for being long or short-sighted, is probably developing in that stage as well and becomes apparent by the time you're in your late teens often. From then about 20 to about 40, you usually enter a period of stability where your eyes don't change dramatically. So your prescription is probably about stable, or if you don't wear glasses, you're unlikely to start in your 20s, although, of course, there's exceptions to that. And then from 40 to 60, which is probably where you're sitting, John, you will start to find that your reading vision is going. So your eye loses its ability to focus up close. So near tasks, operating your phone, reading your watch, even eating, some people describe that as a problem, but predominantly reading becomes more and more difficult as time progresses.
Do you know what Jill said to me the other night? Will you stop taking your glasses on and off when you're having your food?
That's it, yeah. Scupper. I'm afraid. Yeah. And then the final stage really is probably 60 onwards. And unfortunately, you are in really a period of decline at that point when it comes to eyesight, because the big eye diseases that everyone's familiar with, cataract, glaucoma, macular degeneration, these all become far more apparent, far more likely in groups over 60. And the further you get past 60, the older you get, the more likely these things become. So with increasing age comes increasing problems with your eyes. Of course, you can get cataracts and these kind of things before 60, but it's much more likely to be 60 plus. And so as an optometrist, and speaking for optometrists, I would certainly say we recommend anything that is recommending eye tests at regular intervals. We think that's a great thing. And not just for drivers, not just for even road users, but for everybody to make sure their eye health is checked regularly.
And Ian, should friends and family play a part in this? Because obviously some folk won't realise they can't see as well as they used to be able to see because they can't see so well. So should friends and family tactfully approach folk and say, you perhaps should have seen that cyclist, that kind of thing?
Oh, that's a tricky call. I mean, it depends on your relationships with your family, I suppose. I think the advice is that you always regularly go and get your eyes tested, and then there shouldn't be a need for people to say, hey, you're not seeing so well, or John's wife to be giving him a hard time at the dinner table. He should be going to get his eyes checked regularly so that these things are picked up by professionals, treated properly, and simply don't become a problem. So if everyone in the UK was in the habit of getting their eyes tested as often as they think about getting their teeth tested, these kind of things, or teeth checked anyway, then we wouldn't be running into all these problems. So it's a very simple fix. Optometrists are there, ready, waiting, skilled, able to provide the treatments that you need. So we would actively encourage people to be taking
but
that
But lastly,
up.
And very, very briefly,
sure.
Should society have a point which would be right? If you want to renew your driving licence, you have to get your eyes tested.
I think so, yeah. I think that's probably pretty sensible, yeah.
Okay, Ian, thank you. Ian Cameron, who owns and operates Cameron Optometry in Edinburgh. Let's get the headlines now from Christine.